You are listening to a message from Victory. We hope it inspires you to honor God and make disciples in your community.
Let me jump off to our message today. It's the third commandment in Exodus 20, verse 7. Now, all of us here, we're all guilty of this. Okay? That's why yesterday in our Victory group, we were talking about last week's preaching on idolatry. And just the conclusion was, apart from Christ, apart from the power of the Holy Spirit, talaga lahat tayo babalik tayo sa default mode natin of having idols, not putting God first, di ba? And this one, the third one, it gets really harder. The Ten Commandments kasi is a mirror. It's a mirror that when you look at it, you would see your need for a God. Because you can never reach the holy standard of God. All of us, we've disobeyed. We've broken the law. Okay? And that's why we need a Savior. And this is our commandment, the third commandment. It says, you shall not take the name of the Lord your God in vain. For the Lord will not hold him guiltless who takes his name in vain. Okay? As you see here, we have one verse for today because this verse, tatamaan na kayo. If I add more, you might feel really guilty already. Now, all of us here, we've taken the name of the Lord in vain. And God says there are consequences to take my name in vain because my name is holy. Sobrang sensitive si Lord sa name niya. In fact, during the Old New Testament times and after the New Testament, the early church, scribes would write his name and they won't even put the full Yahweh. Diba? Y-A-H-W-E-H. No? And they would write this one, Y-H-W-H, because of the sacredness of the name of God. Sometimes they won't even dare say the word. They can't say the word because for them it is so holy. Right? Meron isang community of scribes. Okay, they're called the Essenes. Right? And when we went to Israel, we actually got to see some of the relics where they would write down, sila raw yung naka-discover ng Dead Sea Scroll and they started writing the Dead Sea Scroll. Ito yung mga Essenes. Now, ang ginagawa ng mga Essenes, every time they would write the word God or Yahweh, okay, according to Pastor Willie, okay, yung research ko, ginugel ko kay Pastor Willie, okay, when they write the word Yahweh, which actually was explained to us, they would have to go and take a bath. Because it is so sacred, every time the word God is written, I have to take a bath. Now, here's the problem. If in one paragraph, there's three Yahwehs, they have to take a bath three times. Imagine mo yun, no? God is love. Yeah. God, the next word is God again. I have to take a bath again. Imagine that. Right? Now, the SNS, the whole community died at an early age. All of them wiped out. You know why? Because they always take a bath. They were wiped out not because of over cleanliness, but because the water that they use, they have to get it from Engedi. Okay, they have to walk far and bring the water there in their community. And hati-hati sila doon. Imagine all of them writing. So every time there's God, they have to take a bath. Now all the bacteria, the virus, everything is in that water and they use that water to clean themselves and they became actually dirtier. And so all of them died at an early age. Grabe, no? I'm not saying let's go this route, but we need to treat the name of the Lord with holiness and sacredness. So ngayon, di ba, we say, big bro. He's not your big bro. Okay? News, hindi mo kuya yan. Si Lord yan. He's king. He's not your big bro. He's not Jess. Okay? He's God. He's Jesus. Okay? He's not the man upstairs. He can also be downstairs. He can be also in your living room. Okay? So, we need to treat the name of God with sacredness. Now, the question is, what's in a name? Why is God so sensitive about his name that he wrote this third commandment? You shall not take the name of the Lord your God in vain. Why is he so sensitive about it? What's in a name? Okay. Here's what's in a name. Number one, relationships. Okay. Relationships, these names describe relationships. My wife's name is Samantha, or I call her Tammy, but our term of endearment is ga, from the word, root word, pangga. Okay? Bisaya, misis ko. Okay? So, we call her ga. In my mind, when I see Tammy, I say ga, or pangga. Every time she sees me, she calls me honey bunch. Ne, lang lang, okay, ga din, okay, ga. Okay? Alright? So, what happens is, I can never say the word pangga to any other girl. Why? Because Tammy's name is equivalent to pangga. If I call Mia pangga, Randall will punch me. Okay? Why? Because Mia's not my pangga, only Tammy will be my ga. The names describe the relationship. Right? My daughters will call me Daddy Dennis because anak ko sila. Pag tinawag nila si Lee na Daddy, parang, ba't di ako yung Daddy? Diba? Because names would describe relationship. Names would define relationship. Importante ang names. That's why God was saying, I am your God. Do not take the name of the Lord thy God. Mag-connect yung first commandment, second commandment, and third commandment. Second, what's in the name? Rights. Okay. Your rights are directly tied up to your name. One of my favorite paradise in the Philippines is Anvaya. Ang sarap sa Anvaya. But here's the problem with Anvaya. When I say to the guard at Anvaya, Denise, they would not let me in. Why? I have no rights. I'm not a member of Anvaya. I need to go to my network of Anvaya members to be even able to taste Anvaya. Hindi pwedeng kahit, ako si Denny C, uncle ko si Henry. Wala silang pakialam. Kasi yung kay Henry C nandun sa kabila. Okay? Aakit ka pa. Di ba? But then my name has no right over Anvaya. I could not enter Anvaya because my name is not in the list of members. Okay? And therefore, I cannot enjoy the perks and the benefits of an Anvaya Cove member. The same way with elections. No bio, no boto. Kahit matagal ka nang bumoto, if you did not register, because no bio, you have no boto, you lose your right to elect the next officials of the land. Our name is tied up with our rights. In Revelations 20:15, and if anyone's name was not found written in the book of life, he was thrown into the what? Lake of fire or hell. Serious verse. Kahit na, member ako ng Victory Green Hills, ka-Facebook ko si Pastor Dennis, pag wala yung pangalan mo sa book of life, you will never enter heaven. Why? You're not recognized as a child of God. Because you're just religious. You never had an encounter with Jesus. And therefore, your name is not written in the book of life. In the book of John, it says, yet to all who receive Him, to those who believe in His name, He gave them the right to become children of God. Only if I receive and I believe in Christ, then I'm given the right to become a child of God. Third is reputation. Diba? Every time we go shop, you look at the brand. It doesn't matter if it's more expensive, if it's your brand, because the brand stands for something. You believe in the brand, you believe in the reputation of that name, you buy it. Okay? What will you buy if you have a basketball tournament? Nike or sa baba, Nike. Okay? Of course you will buy Nike. Why? Because Nike, pamporma lang si Nike. Okay? Yung check niya, baliktad. Okay? It's good for Instagram without the logo, but then for basketball, it would injure you because the rubber is not of good material. The brand name is so important. Reputation. In Proverbs, it says a good name is more desirable than great riches. Proverbs 22:1. What is God saying? God is saying your name is important than money. Why? You can have all the money in the world if your name is stinky, what will happen? People will not trust you. You lose all your wealth. But if you build your name, a name with integrity, a name that can be trusted through the years, people will trust you and people will do business with you. A good name is better than riches. Diba, when we have kids, we would go and research of baby names. You won't name your babies, this is baby Hitler. No. Right? Why? Because he killed a lot of people. Right? He's a murderer. Or Stalin. Or LeBron. You won't name them that. Okay? Right? Okay. Yeah. Maybe a good name would be Stephen. The martyr. Saint Stephen. Or the scientist Stephen Hawking. Diba? You would name this. Or Stephen Curry. Yeah. Right? When we play basketball with my daughter, I'm Beef Curry. In the Bible, you would see that Jacob, the deceiver, was changed to Israel. And later on to Jeshurun. Imagine a name called Jabez or Pain, because the mom had pain during labor. And when it came out, what's your name? Jabez. He gave me so much pain. That's why he was crying to the Lord, Lord, take this pain away from me. Take my name away from me. Because I don't want to be a pain. See, Abram was named what? Abraham. Sarai was named Sarah. He changed the name because of the destiny that was tied up to it. The reputation. Okay? And you would want your name to be someone that people can look up to and trust. Diba? Verse 7, you shall not misuse the name of the Lord your God, for the Lord will not hold anyone guiltless who misuses his name. The word that was used here was misuse. Ina-abuse mo. It's not taken with proper honor and proper function. You misuse it. Now, how do we misuse God's name? Okay. Let me share to you three ways on how we misuse. Number one is verbal misuse. Okay. Verbally, we misuse God's name. God's name is sacred, but then we tend to make it trivial. Right? We tied it up with some of the emotions that we feel. Verbal misuse po yan. Very common to everyone in this room. Maybe one time in your life, you've used this. You've verbally misused God's name. In the Message version, I love what it says. No using the name of God, your God, in curses or silly what? Banter. Parang loko-loko. God won't put up with the irreverent use of His name. When you don't revere, you don't honor His name, you use it in different negative ways. Kaya nga, most of the time, the word God is used in negative connotations. Right? Yeah. Oh my. Yeah. Pag may nakitang ipis, Mike. You use it as expression when it's a name that should be honored. Okay, you use it in trivial matters, and you think, "Oh no, it's okay." No, it is. It's not okay. Why? Because it is God's name. Okay, imagine mo no pag negative. Just imagine this. Di ba your name? You're sensitive about your name, right? You want your name, di ba? Pag si Joey, you don't. Joey doesn't want to be called Bowie, di ba? Why? He's Joey. Yeah, tagal mo ng friend. Ito, my friend Bowie. Joey, di ba parang? Magigalit ka, di ba? Imagine mo na lang how we use the name of God. It's always in negative things and events. Imagine using my name in negative things. Naglalakad, nadulas. Hey, Dennis! Di ba? Mira. Napaso, Dennis! Oh my, Dennis! Of all the names in the world, why choose my name? For negative things. That's what we do with God. Nabangga. Oh my. Yeah. Nasusunog. Oh my. Can you choose just your name? Instead of God. Nasusunog bahay mo. Oh my. Oh my, Christine. But don't use God. Why? God is God. And that's verbal misuse. That's why in our home, it's not allowed to say words like that. Oh my God is not allowed. My God. Or Jesus, no, not in negative ways. We revere God's name. And sometimes my kids would actually correct some of the older ones who attend. Hey, you do not say that. Okay? Sabi na, guys, make sure you know them before you correct. Huh? Don't correct everyone you hear, okay? But in our house, it's clear. God's name should not be misused verbally. Another one is through lifestyle misuse. You profess that you're a God follower, that you're a Christian, but then your lifestyle proves otherwise. You live another kind of lifestyle. The word Christian was coined in the New Testament. They were not called Christians. They were called the way. Ang daan. Di po dating daan, kulto po yun. Okay? The way. Okay? Because historians noted, and the people during that time noted, that the Christians lived so much like Christ, they called them Christians. Tanong, when you say Christian now, what do you hear people say? Ang daming napaso na sa mga Christians tulad natin. Right? Why? Sometimes we come across as too self-righteous, know-it-all. Yeah, I'm not saying everyone. Yeah. But then sometimes that's how they feel. Makikita nila Christian pero nagloko. Christian ganyan. It's lifestyle misuse. When you don't have a biblical moral standard, then you are misusing His name. You're saying, I believe in God, I don't believe in God's standard, then you're misusing His name. Colossians says, whatever you do, whether in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, giving thanks to God the Father through Him. You do it all in what? In the name of Jesus. That's lifestyle use, not misuse. So here's a checklist. Simple checklist. If you can't do it in Jesus' name, then don't do it. You're about to gossip. Can you gossip in Jesus' name? If not, then don't do it. You're about to cheat on your wife. Can you cheat in the name of Jesus? If not, then don't do it. Simple, no? Minsan tinatanong, pwede ba? Pwede bang gawin? You're about to say a green joke to make everybody laugh because you feel like you're not part of the group. Can you actually do it in the name of Jesus? If not, then don't do it. Init ulo mo, gagalit ka na. You want to spew out curses. Can you curse in the name of Jesus? If not, then don't do it. Very simple. 2 Timothy 2:19, it says, but God's truth stands firm like a foundation stone with this inscription. The Lord knows those who are His, and all who belong to the Lord must turn away from evil. Ano sabi sa Timothy? God is saying, I know who's mine. I know those who profess my name and live it out because they've turned away from evil. Not saying we're free from sin, but there's already that conscious Holy Spirit work in us to move in Christ's likeness. Don't take His name if your lifestyle won't back it up. When I was still in school, 13, 14 years old ako nun, we would disciple in our school. We would start groups, Bible study groups, victory groups. We would profess the name of the Lord. But then I had a classmate who would proudly profess he's a Christian. But he was one of the most rude, chansingerong lalaki na nakilala ko. So all the work that we were doing, there was a one-man wrecking crew who had the lifestyle misuse that we had to confront him. So I had to confront him and said, bro, what you're doing is not helping us. You keep on saying, buti na lang if you said it one time. You're not saying it one time. You're saying it all the time that you're a Christian. But then you fool around with women. Your hands are so, and then you curse a lot. So what we're doing here, you're actually destroying. And, but I'm a Christian, I cried when I received Christ. Your crying doesn't mean anything. Because sinisira mo yung work. It's lifestyle misuse. Don't take His name if your lifestyle won't back it up. Sa kotse mo, meron kang fish na sticker. Honk if you love Jesus. Nung nasa EDSA, may nag-honk, honk, honk, honk. Labas mo, galit ka. Isabi mo, honk if you love Jesus. Yeah. Don't. Again, tagalin mo lang yung sticker. Minsan, victory logo pa nakalagay. Okay. Yeah, just take it out. Either, if you don't want to take it out, give me the car. Okay? Third, heart misuse. What do we mean when we say heart misuse? It says in Matthew 15:8, these people honor me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. Okay? Their heart is rotten to the core. Their lips would profess the name of the Lord, but their hearts, layo kay Lord. How do we do this? Heart misuse. We do this when we manipulate others with God's name. Ratin ka naman talaga. How many times have we heard people say, God told me to? And then gives a reason why they are sinning. Yeah. Ingat, not because the guy says he's a Christian or the businessman says he's a Christian, you will fully trust. You do your background check. Hindi porque Christian. Christian. Sige, partner, Christian kay. Hindi po lahat ng Christian aligned sa lifestyle ni Lord. Yeah. Hindi ko na mapapataas kamay. Ilan na napaso sa inyo? Pumasok sa isang partnership with a Christian. Sabi Christian. Pero yung pala, lulukohin ka ganyan. Hindi naman pala Christian. Sinabi lang Christian. Or feeling niya Christian. Pero talagang wala. Tamad, hindi ka trabaho, binagsak ang negosyo, nagnakaw. Not because the business says, I'm a Christian, may fish yung logo nyo, that you're Christian. Right? So be careful. Okay? Now, we have cases also of this among singles. Sino mga single dito? Single. Single, not married. Single. Okay. We have cases of men saying, God told me that you should be my girlfriend. Wow, huh? God told you that? What book of the Bible? Did you get that revelation? Yeah. Girls, ingat lang. If a guy tells you, God told me, you know the right answer? You also give a biblical answer. You say, okay, but God hasn't told me yet. Okay? Di pa sinasabi ni Lord. Okay, antay ka muna. Okay? Mag-ipon-ipon ka muna. Okay? Okay? Ganun din, marami magmamanipulate sa atin using God's name. Christian ako eh. Kuya, actually, nanaginip ako. Doon sa panaginip ko, ganito, ganyan. Parang feeling ko, sinasabi ni Lord, tumakbo ka na pag nininame drop nila si Lord para lang may kunin sa'yo. Ingat, ingat tayo dyan. Because yeah. We have cases like that. I don't know where they got it from, but some have fallen from that. Also, sometimes, when we think it's a may God dyan, okay, I received an email, this was I think 2 years ago, PBA Championship, naglalaro yung Hinebra. May nag-email sa akin, I don't know who this guy is, but this guy emailed, Pastor, what do you think about this? Because I believe Hinebra will not win the championship because they're endorsing a gin. While the other one is endorsing a hot dogs, siguro. Then parang, okay, I did not answer the email because I don't know who the guy is. And it was very childish thinking. First of all, Hinebra has won so many championships. God had allowed them to win. Right? Not because it's a gin endorsement, they won't win a championship. Right? The same way now, you hear this, Golden State will win. Oh, why? Kala mo, because the stat? No, because Steph Curry is a Christian. LeBron is not. Huh? From what Bible did you get that theology or prediction? Diba? It's not like that. Not because, diba? How many basketball players actually attend victory? Paano pag dalawa sila nag-championship? Who will win? God will say, okay, I'll count all the intercessors of Star Margarine versus San Miguel. No. And I love how Steph Curry actually answered this, which was so biblically accurate. Okay? Here's how he said it. He said, being a Christian athlete doesn't mean praying for your team to win. Why? Both teams are praying to the same God to win. Right? God doesn't give an edge to those who pray over those who don't. Hard work does that. Being a Christian athlete means competing for Christ in a way in which you always give your all for Him, and win or lose, you thank Him for the ability and opportunity to play. It means giving all the glory to God, no matter the outcome, because your trust in His plan for your life. Ganda ng quote, no? Which means Golden State will win. Di ba nonsense for me to even think, oh, look at this, oh. He's giving glory to God. Golden State will win. No, Golden State will not win because Steph Curry is a Christian. Golden State will win because they're a better team. Okay? Mga Cubs, nag-vocal. Guys, I love you guys. Now, how to properly use God's name? When do we use God's name properly? Okay, number one, protection. We want protection, we use God's name. As Christians, we don't use anting-anting, good luck charms, horoscope. We don't. Okay? And if you do, you're breaking commandment number one. There's a rival between God and your superstitious beliefs. Okay? And you have to repent of that because God won't allow that. Okay? Sabi sa Bible in Proverbs 18:10, the name of the Lord is a what? Strong tower. The righteous run to it and are safe. What would keep me safe? The name of the Lord. It is my strong tower. Ye though I walk through the valley of shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. So it's not all those charms and anting-anting. And I might offend some of you here because you have that in your home. And dami mo pang idolo which you broke the second commandment and the first. And now also the third. Tatlo, three in one, parang kape. Right? But then, to feel safe, I don't need all those things. Why? I can call on the name of the Lord. The Lord is my strong tower. He keeps me safe. Every time I get, I usually get a text every week from our missionary, Dan of Pakistan. Sometimes the text would be, there's a raid going on a few kilometers away from the church. Please pray for us. And so we gather the family. We call on the name of the Lord. Why? Because the name of the Lord will be their strong tower. Okay? And a lot of our missionaries, they go through that. Dangers. Yeah? May conference lang tayo in a restricted nation. Meron pang nakabantay sa gate. Kasi baka dumating yung police. Okay? And they call on the name of the Lord. Okay? Wala namang guarantee that they would be not be caught. But they call on the name of the Lord. Okay. Second way we can properly use God's name is when we're up against odds, in times of trouble. David, fighting Goliath, said to the Philistine, "You come to me with a sword and with a spear and with a javelin, but I come to you in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom you have defied." Grabe yung paggamit ni David sa name ni Lord, no? Oh, you come with me with all the trainings and all the sword and the javelin. I only come in the name of the Lord and some 5 stones and a slingshot. Right? David called on the name of the Lord when he was up against odds. Who do you call when you are in trouble? Third, healing. Okay? We call on the name of the Lord for healing. So many scriptures in the Bible where the name of the Lord was used to heal people. Silver and gold I have none, but such as I have I give to you in the name of Jesus Christ. Rise up and walk. Peter and John used the name of Jesus to bring about healing. No chance, no albulario. It was just God. It was the name of the Lord. Right? We use the name of the Lord to bring about healing. Next, deliverance. We use the name of the Lord if we want to be delivered, especially from demonic oppression, sometimes even possession. Okay? Mark 16, and the signs will accompany those who believe in my what? Name. They will what? Cast out demons in the name of Jesus. They will cast out demons. Yesterday, I had a talk with this man. He said, I think there's a spirit in our house. I was brushing my teeth. And I heard a very manly voice, really loud, saying, "Babe." Ilalaki siya, parang, is my wife joking? So she checked the wife. The wife was downstairs cleaning. So it wasn't the wife. So he said, Pastor, what will I do? I said, simple. You go back to your room and just say, in the name of Jesus, I command every evil spirit and demonic spirit that is in this room to leave, because this is God's house. This is God's property. You're not welcome. So go in the name of Jesus. Right? So, okay na yan. Sabi ko, gawin mo lang yan. Ah, okay. Yeah. Now, pag hindi umipek, second option, okay, invite me, bring some food. No, no, kailangan. No, it will take effect. Why? Because even demons believe in Jesus and they what? Shudder. Tatakot sila. Pag sinabi mo yung name ni Jesus, lakas ng name ni Jesus. Right? So there are things in your life you might feel demonic oppression. You call on the name of Jesus. Right? Okay, matakot. Yeah. Minsan pag yung multo-multo, takot yan kay Lord. Minsan kasi ginagawa pa natin, bumibili tayo ng ano, yung octagon na ano ba tawag doon? Ha? Ha? Hindi pepakwa eh, no? Ano? Pakwa, 'di ba? Kasi may salamin 'yun, 'di ba? Alam niyo yung logic doon, no? Pag nakita ng demonyo yung mukha niya, natatakot. Hindi po effective yan. Tingnan nyo yung mukha nyo, hindi naman kayo tumatakbo eh. No? So kahit saan mo ilagay yun, may iba pang pintuan na pwede silang pumasok. Right? And I know, you might be deeply rooted in this practice. Again, these are rivals against God. And God will not allow that. I had somebody who went to our church. I don't know if they still go to our church. Okay? Got married, and they got this gift from their parents. A Chinese thing to ward off spirits. They were Christians. They knew this was demonic. They knew this would attract a lot of demons. But so as not to offend, they put it in their house. What happened next? They would see spirits walking. They would hear noises. The guys would have nightmare every night. So they went to church. Pastor, what will we do? I think they knew what to do. Okay. Yeah. You've got to take it out. You're Christians. You invited other spirits. Yeah. God is mad. God will not allow rivals in your house. You want a Christ-centered home. Why are you inviting demons in your house? Eh, baka ma-offend. Ito lang for everyone here. Question always, especially when it comes to the Ten Commandments. Sino gusto nyo ma-offend? Kamag-anak nyo o si God? Simple question. Yeah. May nagbigay sa'yo, anting-anting, o tago mo, oh, Christian ako, hindi ko gagamitin, tatago ko na sa aparador. Tandaan nyo sa gabi, gumagana na naneka. Yeah. Tapon mo yan, wag mo rin pamigay, pinasa mo lang. Or kung may kagalit, which dapat, wala kang kagalit. Huwag mo pasa, parang ito, pasa ko sa'yo. Huwag mo pasa, tapon mo, sira. Kaya nga sa Bible, di ba you realize, ang command lagi ni Lord, smash, break, annihilate all idols. When I say stop, stop, parang presidente lang, destroy, destroy, okay, parang, destroy, di ba parang, why? God knows. Masisira kayo pag bakit may spirit yan. Di ba? For you to be delivered, you call on the name of the Lord and you destroy all idols. Ngabi, laki kami sa feng shui. Pamilya namin. Halata ba Chinese kami? So lahat, inayos, ni rearrange. Diba? Bawal dito yung pintuan. Kubeta, bawal dyan. So pati yung piping, inayos. Swimming pool, bawal. So bata kami, hindi kami nakaswimming. Deprived kami sa swimming. Tinanggal, bakit? Malas daw. Bawal dyan. Yeah. So, ang daming family memories na wala dahil doon. Yeah. Na-bless ba kami? Hindi, nasunog pa yung bahay namin. Yung dalawa na pinungsoy. Why? Babalikan at babalikan ka pa rin yan. So, my Lord, that's not the way to build a house. You're Christians. I'm your God. Okay. So, ngayon may swimming pool na. Wala nang gumagamit. Kung kaya nag-swimming pool. No? But then again, it's you need to understand there's only one God. Yes. Hindi pwede halo-halo. We just can't. Yun yung sinabi ng Mongolian missionary natin. Diba sabi niya, yung animism. We love animism in our nation. Okay. From this practice, haluin natin, gagawa tayo ng Jesus anointing olive oil. Kasi may Jesus na, so mas powerful na to. Yeah. Labas ka ng simbahan, makita mo ang daming binibenta. Yeah. Akala ko ba God lang. But paglabas natin, ang dami masyado. Okay. Even for Christians, ha? Even for mga born again, maraming ganon. Ginagawa niyo si pastor. Ang kung dating Buddhist ka, ngayon born again ka na, kami yung Buddha niyo. Okay? Dadasal kayo sa amin, nag-aalay kayo ng prutas sa amin. Parang, ba't lagi may prutas sa ba? Diba? Hindi po kami inaalay. Okay lang. Kaya namin bumili sa palengke. Okay? But sometimes, the thinking is not really to be generous, but pag nagbigay ako sa, di ba, man of God, di ba, yung blessing ni God, mapunta sa akin. Bigay niyo na lang sa church o sa mahirap, parehas lang din yun. Okay? Again, and sometimes we just change. It now looks more Christian, but we're actually also misusing God and His name. Okay? And lastly, salvation. For us to be saved, for us to be Christians. And look at me here. Again, alam natin itong Ten Commandments, it would offend a lot of us. It offends me because I know I can never fully obey the Ten Commandments till the day I die. It offends me because I know I need a Savior. It offends me because it shows to me how prideful I am. Hindi, kaya ko na yan. Pre-preach ko nga yan eh. Perfect ko na tong life. No, I cannot. It offends us because there are so many deeply rooted spiritual practices that we have that are not biblically based. And God is saying, no, my name is above every name. Your rights are directly linked with my name, not on charms, anting-anting, idols, not on those things. Okay? Even your salvation. How many of us, our mindset still is works mentality? Para maging Christian, dapat mabait ako. Gagawin ko to, mag-church ako, magbibigay ako. Works mentality. Ano sabi sa Bible? Sa Romans 10:13. It says, everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. Sinabi ba, everyone who goes to church will be saved? Everyone who gives their tithe will be saved? Everyone who does good works will be saved? Everyone who helps the poor? No, it says, everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. Ha? Huh? Ganun kasimple, maligtas? Tatawagin ko lang yung pangalan ni Lord? Yes. It's a cry and a shout of desperation that I need a Lord and a Savior. So, I need saving. Nalulunod ako sa kasalanan ko. Ginawa ko lahat ng good works, and I'm still drowning. I need saving. And I need to call on what? The name of the Lord to be saved. This would hit our religious culture of wanting to do things for God to earn salvation, to earn a ticket to heaven. But good news, actually, it doesn't have to be that way. Why? We can never fully even obey all the things that we require of ourselves to be saved. Diba? That's why God made the way. He says, everyone who calls on my name will be saved. Have you called on the name of the Lord to be saved? Okay. Can we now all bow down our heads and pray? Lord, we thank you for the Ten Commandments. Thank you because you wrote the Ten Commandments out of your love and of your grace. Lord, that even through the Ten Commandments, it shows us a mirror that we are drowning in our own sins and that we can never reach the holiness and the standard of God. That's why we have to call on the name of the Lord so that we will be saved. Lord, we come to you today. Lord, if we misuse your name verbally, through our lifestyle or through our hearts, Lord, we come in repentance, Lord. Sorry for misusing your name. But Lord, we thank you for your grace because you give us an opportunity to call on you. You are our tower, our deliverer, our healer, our savior. that in the name of Jesus, every knee will bow and every tongue confess that Jesus is Lord. Your name is above every name. Lord, you declared in the Old Testament, I am. That is your name. Lord, you are. You are a healer. You are God. You are a Savior. And so we come to you today. If there's any way you've misused God's name, whether verbally, through your lifestyle or your heart, I want you to come to the Lord this morning and just ask the Lord for forgiveness. Lord, we're sorry if we've used your name as silly banters, curses, or tied up to negative things that are happening in our lives. Sorry if we've used your name to manipulate other people, or we've used your name, God, and profess that we're Christians but live otherwise, God. I pray, God, that you would do your work in us. Lord, and we know that true transformation can only happen if we call on the name of the Lord. Lord, you said in your word, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has gone, the new has come. Today, Lord, marami kang inexposed. You've exposed a lot of the things, the practices, the mindsets that we have. You're unearthing, God, sins and strongholds and wrong philosophies that we have in life. And today, Lord, we come to you and we cry out our need for a Savior. Make us new. Lord, let the old go away. Let the newness come. Let salvation come in my life, in my household. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. All right.
Thank you for listening to this message. For more messages like these from other Victory Centers, please visit victory.org.ph/resources/podcasts.